Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Tonight on SDPB TV, you can watch a new feature film on Independent Lens. Farmer Veteran follows a U.S. Army combat vet as he struggles to survive his ongoing mental health crisis. It's a compelling, often disturbing, and always thought-provoking look at the cost of war and the search for sanctuary. Alex Blair is co-director of Farmer Veteran. She joins us now from Oakland, California. Alex, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you.
Tell me how you found Alex Sutton.
Yes, so I was doing work with a nonprofit in North Carolina where I had the amazing opportunity to visit different farmers. And through that work, I came to Alex Sutton's farm, and he was just beginning to transition out of being a soldier into being a farmer. And so I thought at that moment in time, it would be really interesting to track and witness how that transition happened.
And by the time the film is done, how long have you spent with Alex? How, you know, what's the duration of your work with him?
Yes, yeah, so it's been 6 years right now that we've been making this film, and we filmed with him for about 2 years. And we lived at the time about an hour and a half away. So we would, I think many documentary films will go for a week or a month and then be done. But we kept showing up pretty consistently as weekly as we could over those 2 years.
And how did that make the final product so much different from another documentary where you sort of followed him for, you know, a few weeks or a few months?
I mean, I think what the benefit that we had out of that ability is a really strong intimacy and also a great trust that we developed with the people in our film, because we kept showing up and were part of their lives, the birth of their children, their wedding, the hard days, the good days. So I think when you have that much time to really be part of someone's life, that is translatable to the story.
We're going to introduce Alex to our Alex Sutton to our listeners here with a little clip from Farmer Veteran. Here's Alexander Sutton.
When you are a soldier, especially a combat soldier, you notice every detail. You know everything that comes by. You know everything. Farming keeps you in that same awareness. Just to watch this little bitty plant come out of the ground out of nothing. It's like, wow. It's an adrenaline rush, you know? I get the same feel from watching my babies hatch as I did pulling a trigger of a 50 cal and watching somebody's head explode.
And that's a clip from Farmer/Veteran. It's a new Independent Lens feature film that airs tonight on South Dakota Public Broadcasting Television. We're talking with filmmaker Alexander Blair. And Alex, that kind of introduces this man and the duality of it and gets to the heart of what this whole story is about. On one hand, you have the piece of watching a chick emerge from an egg, and then his analogy is firing a 50 cal and watching someone's head explode.
Absolutely. I think you just spoke to that beautifully, this duality of, you know, wanting to be part of something, wanting to belong to something. And when you're a soldier, which I have never been, so I can only speak to what I've observed, you have this sense of belonging to a family who are, you know, the other soldiers that you're with. You have this mission. You have this purpose. You are serving your country. And then when you come back, and even though this film only follows the life of one veteran, we spoke to many veterans that were transitioning from combat into farming. And a common theme is this sense of belonging to something again, being part of the land, helping foster life, whether it's animals or plants. And that transition is one that I think is still incredibly hard. Like, farming is an incredibly hard job. But in a way, the men and women that serve as soldiers are very well prepared in some ways for that job, because they're used to being outside. They're used to, you know, taking care of themselves, serving a greater purpose, used to hard work. So in many ways, there's a, I wouldn't say a natural transition, but it, for certain soldiers, I believe that farming could be a very good fit. But I believe that and from what we witnessed in this film, it needs to be partnered with community support and especially mentorship or training if that soldier has never had farming before, because you can't just jump into it and make it easy.
You speak of him with respect, and there's this other side of him too that is really suffering. As an individual, at one point, you ask him, you know, what he gets some medication in the mail, and one of the producers or directors says, you know, how much, you know, how many pills are you on? And this cardboard box comes out, and they're just dumped onto the table, and there's, you know, more to really have a grasp on. He's not okay as a person mm-hmm. on a daily basis. He doesn't have a good day every day.
Exactly. I mean, I don't have a good day every day either, but I think the importance of this film is we felt so strongly that there's just this massive divide between veteran and civilian community, as much as there's this divide, as we have seen play out since our election, of like a rural-urban disconnection. And so part of our hope with the film is to intimately drop into a life that, especially as an urban person, you might not have access to, and to witness what the real cost of war is in terms of mental health trauma. I think as a culture and with our Hollywood movies, we are able to accept someone who comes back missing a limb or, you know, with a scars of what they sacrificed in war for us civilians. But I think in these wars, Iraq and Afghanistan, there is massive mental health issues and trauma and PTSD. And as a culture, I think we need to really explore our relationship with that and how we can show up to help our veterans. Because in that was actually me in that moment asking him that question. And every time I see that scene, and I've watched it hundreds of times now making the film, it just fills me with such sadness and overwhelmedness of mm-hmm. what he, I mean, my feeling is I don't know that he knows who he is, because he's never related to himself without some kind of medication in his body.
Right. And he feels tranquilized. That's his word. Mm-hmm. But what happens if he doesn't take his medication? You ask him that very directly, and he sees a couple alternatives that are both very stark.
Absolutely. Yes, he says he thinks he would either be very violent or he would be locked up somewhere. And knowing him, I personally don't know if it's those extremes. I think I say that in the film. Like, are
right.
you sure?
Are you sure?
That
that's
extreme?
The only. I think he says he'd be with a sniper rifle on top of a water tower.
Exactly. He would be. Yeah. He believes he'd be a sniper or he'd be locked up. And I think from other veterans and lots of research we've done, the fear is that they don't know themselves. They don't know who they would be without all these drugs. And that fear of what they might do is so great that I think it maybe keeps them in kind of this state of being zombified or being tranquilized, as you said, but is not really a long-term sustainable solution for real healing.
He's afraid that he can't turn it off once he's
exactly.
been in that the instinct to kill is not going to go away. Let's talk about Jessica, this woman who's in his life in the film. They end up getting married, starting a family. What were your thoughts on meeting her? She comes across in the film as just having a deep calmness and a patience that not everyone would have in her situation.
I agree. Jessica is such a hero of mine. She is so patient and so steady and you know, that cliche that we hear all the time, like, just take it day by day, like, she embodies that peace and that calmness. And I think certainly, as a caregiver to someone with mental health wounds, that, you know, you need to be able to move in that emotional space, I think, as a survival mechanism. And she is a mother, she is a protector, she is, you know, his wife, she wears all these hats. And then she also needs to take care of herself. And that is just, I mean, witnessing that over several years is such a burden, but she holds it with so much grace. And I believe that she is just such an icon for, across our country, all the people caring for veterans and people with PTSD or mental health issues. Just that space you have to be in to, I think, really give into holding that peacefulness for the people that you're taking care of, but then also the toll that it can take on you as well.
Is she safe? Did you ever feel like she or you, the filmmakers, did you have moments? He likes to have guns. He is a gun collector. At one point, he's walking around with a machete, sort of impatiently hacking up vegetation during an interview. Were you ever have a pause that say this, something could trigger this man and he could be violent right now?
There were definitely moments of tension that I felt as a filmmaker, especially when we were asking some of the harder questions, but not so much for safety, just in that line of making documentary films. Like, I don't want to cause harm. And there were some times when we were asking really hard questions that perhaps, a therapist might ask in another situation. And my concern and feeling kind of how he was uncomfortable was, I don't want to cause any harm, but I want to understand, the story and the trauma and what that does to families. And for Jessie, I mean, as you mentioned just a moment ago, she is so wise and she is so strong and her parents live nearby. I really think that she would take care of and protect herself if things got out of hand. But we never witnessed any, things that would make us afraid for them. There was definitely this sense of tension of what might happen. And I think that's the reality for many veterans struggling with this, is our news makes it seem like they're either, suicide or hurting other people. But I think that's kind of the sensational stuff we hear. But the vast reality is kind of living in this day to day, like, am I going to be okay today? And that is definitely a sense of tension that pervades a household, of not being sure. And I felt that. I definitely felt that. But I was not... like family members of mine that have seen the film, they're like, oh my gosh, there's so many guns. But I think on a farm, I mean, it's definitely different than just a farm, but there's a way that he relates to his guns almost as a safety blanket, in a way that I feel like I can understand. Like, if that is the object that kept him safe in Iraq, I understand why he would want it around him, whether he should or not, but I understand why he would want it around him to make him feel safe and protected.
But I think you do a really nice job as a filmmaker too, of just demonstrating that these are just part of their tools. Like, somebody would have hammers and screwdrivers, and he's comfortable with them. He's a very good shot. He's a hunter. He lives a rural lifestyle. So I think you did a good job of showing how they integrate into his life, but then his own awareness of, how many of these do I need and what am I, are these tools getting in the way of me moving forward, or are, how do they affect me? So I thought that was, a master stroke there in filmmaking, how you showed that. You don't see that in documentary films very often.
You.
There are things he won't tell you, or yeah. At least if he told you, you did not put in the film. How did you make some of those decisions about when not to push forward, about, for example, things that had happened in his first family? He has an ex-wife and another daughter. Or just the reality of some of the stories he's telling about his medical condition or things that happened to him that get a little fuzzy. How did you, how did you know when to lean forward and when to sort of lean back?
I mean, yes, that is a great question, and one I think that, depending on the day, I wonder if we, moved in the right way. I think one thing to mention is all of us, this is our first feature-length film. We're all new makers, me and the other director and our producer. So we, to your question, we turned to a lot of guidance. So we had kind of an advisory type board that was made up of trauma experts and therapists and two people that worked at the VA in Durham to help us, to help educate us. How can we proceed kindly and compassionately, but also appropriately? Because the film takes this turn that you're alluding to, that we started making a film really wanting to explore the relationship between farming and returning from war. But then as we started learning more about his life, there were all these inconsistencies between what we learned from him happened to him, and then what in data and medical records, papers we were learning actually happened, at least according to these papers. So we were extremely curious to figure that out. As filmmakers, it was really, really hard because you're I mean, we deeply care about Alex and Jessica and his kids. We've spent years, you know, being part of their lives. And so we wanted to be deeply respectful, but also peel back this layer to understand why would someone say something different than what happened? And I think part of that has to do with trauma, and part of that has to do with coping. As you mentioned, like guns being a tool. I think the stories that we tell ourselves become tools that protect us and take care of us, but sometimes get in the way. And so those are themes that we're exploring in this film. But it was very, very hard. Lots of conversations, lots of seeking advice from other people. And I think also just always showing up authentically, always communicating to them. I mean, the last thing we ever wanted to do was any sense of gotcha. So our film moves very far away from that. We never tried to like surprise them. It was a very open conversation of, we thought it was about farming. Now we think this film is much more about exploring the legacy of war on minds and hearts. So they were very much part of that, but it's still difficult to show up to someone and say, I don't quite believe everything
right.
you're saying.
Did that really happen? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and
yeah.
I would throw out there that as a veteran, those official military records are not always complete either. You know,
exactly.
So there are mistakes on the other end. So there is no real way of answering some of those questions with certainty. You made the film with respect and thoughtfulness and restraint. What did you learn as a filmmaker once you watched the finished product that you'll sort of take into your next feature film as a lesson that you'll remember always?
I mean, there are so many lessons I feel like that I will remember always, especially that I have no background in this. So it was itself just a grand lesson. But I'll loop back to something I said earlier. I think that I don't want any film to cause more harm than good. And I think some of the best films explore those darker, messy, painful places. I mean, I think as humans, we yearn to understand that for ourselves. But I don't think a documentary should exist just for the sake of itself. I believe at least at this point in my life that it should do some good. And I believe that with this film, because we put our characters in some very, you know, raw and vulnerable places, I hope with deep respect, I think with deep respect, but I think I will move forward really being inspired by that I hope to put someone through a difficult experience. It has to be worth it to help or educate or build compassion with other people seeing the film.
Yeah, there's so many moments of empathy in that when this little baby is crying and, you know, we're sort of watching, guessing how is he going to deal with being the first time he's alone with his newborn and who has a child has not had that moment where you sigh and you say, come on, kid.
Yeah.
And then you pick, you know, exactly. Then you're just sort of waiting and you've found a way to put a lot of people into the film and connect with Alex in that way. You've been listening to filmmaker Alexandra Blair. You can see Farmer Veteran tonight on Independent Lens on SDPB TV. Alex, we look forward to the next film as well. Thank you for this one.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.